Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. So good to be with you. What a day to be alive. What a time to be alive. Interesting times, as they say. May we live in interesting times. Well, if you know the origin of that, that's a translation of a Chinese proverb, actually. And it's actually a curse. May you live in interesting times. And when you talk about curses, the Chinese government, the Chinese nation is becoming rapidly the greatest curse on this earth in so many ways. The greatest. And so if their curse is to live in interesting times, well, they're the source of a big part of this curse. This Chinese social credit score is no joke. It is for real. And everybody who in the world needs to understand this. Jeffrey Madd is coming on. He's an expert on United Nations connections, social credit score, a variety of things, symbols. He is very sharp. We'd love to have him on. It's been a while, but we're specifically going to talk about this Chinese social credit score. A lot has happened here recently. Hong Kong, the camps, supposedly they were using this Google to find these people. What does that tie into America? Google, what are they doing? This is real. Robert Redfern is going to be joining us also from Good Health Naturally. All his great products. We're always excited to have him on. So those two are our guests. We're going to do the news with Uncle Kevin. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back, Dan. Another great day in America.
It's a great day wherever you are in the world, except maybe parts of China.
Exactly. Except in that 1 million.
Or Yemen.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news, and then Robert's going to come on in about a half hour. Top story people are covering, or certainly corporate media is covering, is it looks like impeachment talks are starting to go up again. We're starting to talk impeachment again. Oh my gosh, Trump called the Ukrainian president and talked about something. Are they going to impeach? Are they not? Do you think they're going to push impeachment?
No.
It's just
running their mouth.
Just rattling sabers.
Yeah,
so to speak.
They have nothing. Even if he did call up and say, you know, check out Biden's kid, you know, that. Big deal. What is that?
Christian Science
power to do it.
Christian Science Monitor story. Trump says he spoke about Biden to Ukraine president. Yeah. President Donald Trump suggested that he raised former Vice President Joe Biden and Biden's son in a summer phone call. It was largely the fact that we don't want our people like Vice President Biden and his son creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine. Excuse me. Gosh, can't even talk.
It's big. $1 billion is a lot of corruption.
Let me Reader's Digest quickly give you at least what we know. Did Biden do anything legally wrong? Right now, it's hard to tell.
He's overseas, for one thing.
His son and John Kerry's son, which it's actually his stepson, Heinz, from the Heinz Ketchup. You know, mm-hmm. He married the Heinz Ketchup heiress. So their sons, Hunter Biden and Kerry's stepson, which is a Heinz, and then they had another friend, Archer, I think is his name. Anyway, they go to Ukraine, no experience in high finance, no experience in investment, but basically investment corporations, right? They're big international global investors. No experience at all, except our dads are vice presidents and high-level senators and what have you. They get appointed to on the board. Of the highest or the biggest natural gas is
company
natural gas in UK
Ukraine.
In Ukraine.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of it. I apologize. It's really insignificant at this point. The biggest in Ukraine, the whole country. I mean, this is a huge company. They get appointed to the board.
Mm-hmm.
A loan then comes from the United States. This is all, and there's connections when Biden's over there, Vice President Biden, what have you. There is no law against politicians' sons doing things like this. There is no quote-unquote law.
No.
But it's obvious that they're going to, you know.
There's a quote, pro quo there.
Yeah, something's going on. A $1.8 billion loan to help Ukraine then went from the United States to Ukraine. The loan went to the bank that happened to be owned by the biggest shareholder of this natural gas company in Ukraine. He owned this bank also.
Mm-hmm.
$1.8 billion. Where did the money go? Where did the loan go? We don't know. It's basically all but disappeared. So, what happened here?
I don't know.
It's a reasonable question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the question Trump asked to the Ukrainian president. I don't think this is out of line at all. This is.
Well, Biden was going to hold up the loan until they get fired the prosecutor who was looking into his son.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
And that part of it, too.
Yeah, and that part of it, too. And he gave him 6 hours or something like that. And, of course, the prosecutor was let go, and they got their $1.6 billion.
Well, this is all on the heels. Remember, and that we don't have to speculate, Obama was caught on tape telling a Russian official, hey, I can be a lot more flexible. Tell Putin, tell Vladimir,
yeah, Vladimir.
I can be a lot more flexible after the election.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember that, ladies and gentlemen. On tape, caught that. I don't know if any more needs to be said, but I just wanted to put that
I'm
out
sure
there.
I'm sure it's against the law.
Well, no. How can you ever prove it? How could yeah. Basically, it was a... You know, wink, wink, nod, nod situation. How can you ever prove it? All circumstantial, legal. No, I'm sure that, of course it was a corrupt deal.
Right.
Of course it was. Trump denies pressuring Ukraine will not commit to transcript release. He was asked point blank and he says, no, I didn't. So that's his answer. No, I didn't. A U.S. whistleblower lodged a complaint against the contents of Trump's conversation. Now, what is the big deal here? The big question to me is what?
Why is he listed in? Who is this monkey?
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, my favorite senator. Yeah, not at
not.
All. Not. Yeah. He wants
put millions of people out of work with what he does. What is he in? It takes over companies and ships them overseas and throws American workers out of their jobs. A real sweet guy. I don't like him one bit.
Well, he's Bain Capital.
Yeah.
And Bain Capital is a big part of what they're doing, these corporations pushing for gun control. Trump was in the United Nations here in the last little bit. You have to hear this. Did you hear what he said at the United Nations?
Go.
All right, let's go.
If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Wow.
Powerful. Love
wow.
it.
He went into the United Nations and told them, the future does not belong to globalists. Your time is done.
Done. I agree.
Done. This is over. He's standing there in the middle of this, in the middle of a financial collapse, global financial collapse. The whole system is crumbling around. He's standing in the middle of it, telling them all, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
This body is done. The future does not belong to globalists. It belongs to patriots.
Love it.
Whoa.
When have you ever heard anything like that?
Not in a long time.
I don't know.
Well, I've never heard it. Yeah, I've never heard it.
Heard
I mean,
it just comes to,
yeah.
It comes to that.
In Britain, talk about patriots and their country first. Supreme Court in Britain, you remember they were going to try the case about Parliament being suspended.
Absolutely.
Well, they ruled that suspending Parliament by Boris Johnson was unlawful. And I don't know if that's true.
Well, I'm not an expert. The Queen.
He misled her how?
I don't know, but he misled the her some way to get it, you know, to get it dismissed to Parliament. Didn't tell the truth exactly why he was going.
Well, I don't even know enough about British law. I mean, it's basically they can do whatever they want until the Queen decides to tell them they can't.
Put the ixnay on them.
I mean, that's okay. Right now, is there going to be a Brexit this year? Yes or no?
No.
All right. JP Morgan metals traders accused of manipulating prices. This is huge. The silver market. Everybody knows.
The last 10 years, 12 years, they've been doing that.
The silver market is the most undervalued commodity in the world, probably. One or two. I mean, it's the top three most undervalued.
Well, did they take over Bear Stearns? Bear Stearns had all those shorts in the silver, and then JP Morgan took them over, didn't they? And they still got them shorts.
Well, from 2008 to 2016, Michael Nowak, Greg Smith, and Christopher Jordan were involved in placing thousands of scam orders into the precious metals market in order to, quote, trick rival traders into buying or selling with them, according to the criminal indictment from the DOJ. This is major.
I hope it goes through.
This is major. I mean, it's all the silver market already is so it's separated from itself and such a paper false thing.
Yeah.
That now them being able to do this, this is major. All the while, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, I don't know if they're the biggest holder. One of the biggest holders in America of silver, do you know who it is?
J.P. Morgan.
Bingo. Right. Bingo.
And they've been collecting it over the last 10 years because of that. They have all those short positions.
So they've
they're
been
buying it real cheap. They're keeping the price of it down.
Bingo.
So they can pull it in and corner the market. Maybe not corner the market, but control
it. Have a big part of it. Have a big part of it.
So when they let all those shorts go and the price triples or goes.
Then they're going to care about their losses on that
exactly.
side because they'll have all the.
Bingo. That's exactly.
And then
how
when
it's
delivery,
working.
If delivery is needed on these contracts or whatever,
deliver.
Then they can deliver and they're going to jack up the prices.
Because right now there's no delivery on gold or silver.
The traders use an illegal tactic and it's called spoofing. So there you go. Now here's a story where, of course, we're going to mention this to Jeffrey Matt. This is your state tuition at work again here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's being taught in these colleges. This is from Zero Hedge. This is a very important story. Penn State professor, social credit will shift law in the West, quote, from constitution to analytics and algorithm, end quote. Professor Larry Backer of Penn State wrote last year in the paper that resistance to social credit systems in the West. Now, let me stop right here. First, understand, he wrote about this last year and talked about resistance. You don't think they're planning this? You don't think they're discussing this at high levels? You don't think academia with Google at the highest level, that they've all got this, you know, game planned out?
Oh, yeah. And programming their students to go along with it.
Right. He says, let me repeat this. He says, resistance to social credit systems in the West can be dissolved when the masses are, quote, socialized as a collective, like climate change.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, they're losing that argument. Remember we had that story, only 38% of the people think Trump.
That's still a heck of a lot of people,
Kev. It's still, yeah, but.
That's still, 38% is a lot of people.
It is, but you need double that.
The great culture management machinery of Western society develop a narrative in which such activity is naturalized within Western culture. He goes on to talk about, I'll continue. I mean, these quotes are chilling from this paper, but it is possible to socialize the masses or even mass democracy as a collective to embrace this pattern of data disclosure beyond these immediately self-serving closed loop systems, question mark. Would it be possible for the state to develop systems for the enforcement of laws that depend on intelligence by inducing the masses to serve as positive contributors of data necessary for enforcement or regulation? Question mark. The answer in Western liberal democracies may depend on the ability of the great culture management machinery of Western society, its television, movies, other related media, to develop a narrative in which such activities naturalize within Western culture. Ladies and gentlemen, do you not know, isn't this professor detailing it right in front of you, that the whole media organization that we see, Hollywood, the actors, you know, when George Clooney comes out and says, oh, we need to, you know, help the trees or whatever. All these are controlled mechanisms to capture your heart, your mind, your imagination. It's for a purpose.
That is correct.
Do you not think that that's what this professor is saying?
It is.
And what the target is now, it's not even climate change anymore. It's so much further beyond that. So beyond that. The target is for you to give up every aspect of your life to data, to this big system, so the enforcement of quote unquote socialized law, a organized society, society like you know, China.
In this little box, and you don't get out of it. And if you do get out of it, you go straight to jail or straight to the firing squad.
Okay. Now, having said all that, and then this, you keep telling me that you're not worried about the gun control issue when Trump says something. Okay. the Trump administration is reportedly, and it's clearly has happened, considering using this type of surveillance grid to monitor the population for signs of mental illness, triggering authorities to confiscate firearms from quote-unquote dangerous individuals. That doesn't concern you, because it scares the bejesus out of me.
I believe that about as much as I believe.
Well, why would he say it? Kev, come on. Why would he say that?
He didn't say it. I didn't.
No, Trump. Trump said it. Trump said they're considering it.
Trump said that. Absolutely
said they're considering it. We're looking at this.
No, don't bother me.
Why would you ever consider that?
Politics.
That's not politics. It's to take over the whole world. That's not politics. Politics is, you know, are we giving? Is the EPA going to give a loan to San Francisco so they can clean up the streets? That's politics. This is not politics.
Well, let's put it this way. I hope you're not right.
What? I'm not right that what?
That he's going that way. I don't think he's going that way.
No, I'm not saying he's going that way.
Right.
Going that way. I'm saying he never, ever, ever should come out of his mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
It's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Chinese social credit system is coming for businesses, too. This is out of Wired magazine. Corporate social credit could mean life or death for foreign companies in China. So, you know, just look to China. That's where we're having Jeffrey Matt on. He's going to get into this in more detail. So I'll skip. We'll get to some more news. Trump hammers home America First ideology at the UN gathering. We just played
that.
It's just unbelievable. The future does not belong to globalists. It belongs to patriots.
Patriots.
Wow.
And we are patriots.
I love Trump for that.
Yeah.
Love Trump for that. Now
that's 100 million times better than that. You know, him saying
infinite.
Thank you.
Infinite.
Thank you. I hope you weren't putting him on an even keel.
No, I don't. But you know, if Trump says something and attacks it head on, that things change. You know darn well if he said, a guns are as American as apple pie, and the safety of our country depends on us being armed. And our citizens don't need to go around some George Orwell our due process being obliterated because some computer algorithm says so. If he would have said that, the whole discussion changes.
Would have been over. I agree.
Bingo.
I agree.
Okay, thank you. There you go. About time. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
Put a smile on your face. I like that.
Police have launched an investigation in South Korea after a doctor performed an abortion by mistake.
What?
Oh, my gosh. This is in South Korea. Is this South Korea? Yeah, in Seoul. Yes. The doctor and nurse are charged. How is this possible?
I can believe that story. I was in the hospital going in for a knee operation, and I didn't get my food. And all of a sudden, I call to the nurse. Hey, I haven't got fed here. You know, well, what's going on? And she looks at my cart, and she goes, my chart, and she goes, "Oh, Mr. Smith, you're due
for heart surgery.
No, you're scheduled for a liver transplant."
Oh, are you serious?
I swear to God, that was a.
You didn't tell me that story.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part, the liver transplant.
Yeah, liver transplant. Yeah. They had
you know what they call the person who graduates last in his medical class?
No.
Doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. This is of RT, beyond parody, quote unquote, call for UK to ban pointed kitchen knives ridiculed online. So, you know, England is very high on gun control, but now there's more murders in London than New York. But there's no gun. But with knives, or they're pushing them out of windows, as Archie Bunker, you know?
Yeah.
They told Meathead, would you rather have them push them out of windows, Meathead?
Yeah. Are they going to ban cricket bats there, too? Because I'm sure they're using those. their beloved sport.
They reportedly argue that pointed blades aren't even needed in this day and age, given that we have forks to eat. I don't even.
What the heck was that?
Let's just move on. Pakistani earthquake. Houses collapse in 5.8 tremor. There's a lot of earthquakes. That's why there was one in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. It was a 6. You remember the story about the 6-year-old being arrested for kicking and being unruly? Okay, you remember that in Orlando or outside? I think it's outside Orlando. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, that policeman just got fired.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
An Orlando police officer has been fired after he reportedly arrested 2 6-year-old children. Now, he didn't know, not just the one. He arrested another one later in the week or day.
He didn't need to be a policeman.
The spokesman says, it was clear today when I came into work that basically there was no other remedy but to terminate this officer.
Excellent.
There you go. That's great.
And it's probably because they got so much blowback from
the
parents.
Oh, my gosh. And he also, the police chief, made another policy. I don't know if it's sheriff or police. It's not sheriff. It's got to be police. Sheriffs wouldn't do this. I don't think they would. Policemen. The new policy is anybody under 13 cannot be arrested without his permission. So if there's any situation, the person's under 13, they have to call him and ask him.
Call
this guy. Okay. So there's no, you know, some random, he's not going to get the phone call. Why are you arresting 4-year-olds, in the playground?
I don't blame him.
Sweden sees rise in chain migration from Iraq and Syria. I'm sure they're just ecstatic about that. Eating more nuts linked to less weight gain and lower obesity risk. Eating more nuts. I like nuts.
Nuts are good. Love
them. I like macadamia nuts. I like
pistachios,
pecans. It's about pecan season here. They're going to be falling.
Oh, they are. We got them all in our yard.
Love pecans. Former Overstock CEO Burns dumps 90 million stock gains into gold crypto out of reach of deep state. How about that?
That's good.
After falling out of favor with shareholders over his company's poor stock performance, comments about the deep state, and his alleged relationship with Russian honeypot Marina Butina, Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne announced his resignation weeks ago. And now he's taken his
fortune.
He sold his entire stake, which was about $90 million, and he's putting it in gold and crypto out of the reach of the deep state.
Awesome.
That's very telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
When people in that kind of position, you know, when you're the CEO of a major corporation like that, and you have $100 million stake in a company, and God knows what else he has, you tend to know things.
Yeah.
You tend to have insight into things.
Friends of high places.
Or at that level, you know, he's right on the cusp, but yeah, you know, you tend to know things. New York Police Department launches sentiment meter on socials to gauge public trust level. So now they're going to use social media to see how much people trust the police.
I can tell you right now, about 10%.
Yeah. FDA expands blood pressure drug recall again. You know, this is going to be on the late night game shows. The lawyers are going to be sopping this up like Monsanto. You have the right to be forgotten by Google, but only in Europe. Green tea could hold the key to reducing antibiotic resistance. Check it out, thepowerhour.com, on the news section. Great to be with you, Uncle Cam.
Yeah.
Robert Redford, coming up.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, I'd like to remind you of MasteringVaccineInfo.com. MasteringVaccineInfo.com. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a boot camp and an enrollment, a class. You want to know about vaccines. This is an important issue. Very important issue. And you also go to Vaxxer.com. Dr. Tenpenny will be on later this week, so we'll discuss this more with her. And next hour I'll mention it more, a little more of the details. But she has giveaways and all. So you can go to her website and check those out. Very important. Good Health Naturally products. Robert Redfirm is on hold, and all his products are on sale. We'll discuss them, the curcumin, the Sera enzyme, the vitamin D3, the lithium balance, the alpha lipoic acid R, the Health Point kit, the Helon, the Silver Botanicals deodorant, the detox cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, all these and more at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. And our next guest, as I mentioned, is the one and only Robert Redfern. Robert, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. This has become quite a regular thing. Glad to see you, buddy.
It's always a pleasure, and it might seem like a long time, but it really is a long time I've been with the Power Hour. And I'm 73 now, and I started off when I was about maybe 60 or 62, something like that. But and that's when I first met Joyce Riley. And it's been great. It's been a lovely time visiting with you and telling you what's happening over the pond. And here we are.
Well, why don't you just, we only have a short interview today. Just give us maybe a quick update. What is going on over the pond that maybe we need to be aware of?
Well, I mean, if you think you have problems in the USA between the Republicans and Democrats and the deep state, it's just the same back in the UK. The Supreme Court ruled today that the Prime Minister can't do anything without permission. And it really is a bad time. You know, we're trying to get out of this EU fascist cabal that's trying to take over all of Europe. And, you know, we have so many of our they're called liberals here. They are called liberals in the USA as well. They just love to be ruled by somebody, and they want to be ruled by the European Parliament, and we want to be ruled by our own Parliament, which is the oldest Parliament in the world. And we're just losing the battle at the moment. I don't know what's going to happen, but today, just today, they ruled that the Prime Minister cannot even make changes and call anything without the will of Parliament. And the Parliament is, unfortunately, is a liberal, cabal. That's the only way I can describe it.
What is the atmosphere there in Britain from what you've seen? Do people want Brexit?
It's very, very tense. It's very tense. And, of course, just like the USA, the media, the mainstream media, are all liberals. The BBC, don't let anybody ever tell you that the BBC is a balanced, honest organization. They are so liberal, you cannot believe. And they just ignore. See, we had a referendum, and that means everybody in the country got to vote. And we won the vote to come out of the EU, but will they let us? The Liberals? No. The judges are not letting us. The government's not letting us. Nobody is letting us come out, even though we won the vote, the referendum.
Is that obviously it's causing this? It's causing a real clash there. Where do you think this is going to go? I don't want to spend all interview on this, but what's the result?
I honestly do not know, because it is getting very, people are quite. They're not aggressive about politics generally in the UK, but people are getting very, very upset and aggressive. They are quite polite people in the UK. I know, you'll see a different side sometimes, but they're quite polite and they're not really doing too much. But the separation is older people, believe it or not. The younger people want to be ruled by the European Parliament. And they think it's going to be just lovely because they can just go and work anywhere in Europe and they don't have any hassle, whatever. But they don't realise it's really a form of fascism when you can't elect the ruling group in Europe. You can't elect them. These are self-appointed people. They rule the whole of Europe, and it's just crazy. It's like fascism gone wrong.
Well, we're seeing all over the world, we're seeing clashes of globalism versus nationalism, I guess, for lack of a better word. I mean, if we're going to just boil it down to simplest terms, globalism versus nationalism is fighting all over the world.
But the globalism is liberalism.
I agree.
They think it's some nice touchy-feely and everything's going to be fine. They just don't realize that this ends up as fascism.
Well, I don't quite know how to transition this. Tell me about I know the quote unquote laws about natural things, natural cures or supplements is a little different in Britain as opposed to America. Tell us just briefly that difference. What is that difference?
In the UK, we do quite well. I just found out that both Spain and Italy have started opening some of our packages and saying you can't send this to. Now, the whole point of the European Union is you're supposed to have free trade. You're supposed to, like you have interstate trade. You're supposed to, but you are getting this even in interstate trade, aren't you? Even though various things are legal
on CBD, some of the CBDs,
Well, that's the starter for 10, as you say. That's the start of the slippery slope, the CBD. I tried to buy one of the Berkey water filters and have it delivered into California, and they said, "Very sorry, we can't deliver to California a Berkey water filter."
Wow!
Have you ever heard of anything so crazy?
Well, California is with their statutes; they're basically becoming another cut. I mean, that's another story altogether. They can't even get the feces off the sidewalk there. So I don't know what's going on there.
I've driven through. I use an app on my phone for routing, and he said you can save 20 minutes if you turn off here. So I turned off, and I went through some terrible. Even in Los Angeles, you know, it was really, really bad. I tell people they can't quite believe, you know, what I've seen in California. They really can't.
Well, let's. I don't know how to transition, but let's transition to good health naturally, and let's talk about vitamin D. We're coming on the fall into the winter, and you know, seasonal depression. Vitamin D, it becomes more on people's mind. But just in general, how important is vitamin D? Why is your vitamin D different?
Okay. Well, first, vitamin D is essential in the summer or the winter. Because unless you're going to take all your clothes off in the summer and sunbathe in a bathing suit, you're just not going to get enough vitamin D. In the winter, you don't take your clothes off because it's too cool. And therefore, you really, you have to increase it in the winter. And it does. It is a factor with depression. But, you know, it's a factor with cancer. With pain, your general pain, so many different conditions, vitamin D. And this is not natural health claims. This is the scientific basis for vitamin D3. It's really, really critical that you get it. Ours is D3, which is the natural form of D3, of vitamin D, that you would get when the sun is shining and producing vitamin D in your body. We have to have it. The doctors will say, oh, take 400 IUs or, you know, maybe 1,000 IUs. When you sunbathe, you get 25,000 IUs in a matter of 2 hours. So
wow.
This thing that, you know, a lot of vitamin D3. Now, I take about 10,000 IUs a day. So that's my recommendation, to always aim for about 10,000, summer or winter. And that's what I'm putting in my body. And I'm 73. I am super healthy, super fit, and I don't work out. I'm, you know, I do stand all day because I don't sit down working at my computer. But I can only say to anybody, do what I do, and you will get healthy.
All right, let me ask you specifically, we're speaking about in Americans generally, but probably the same thing applies there, I would imagine. That you would say Americans, Western culture is chronically deficient in vitamin D. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You have to take it. I mean, everybody has to take it. Even in hot countries, if you went to Saudi Arabia and you covered up from the sun, all the people walking around in the full burqas and whatever are really, really in a dangerous position by not having. Just because you're in a sunny climate doesn't mean to say you're getting vitamin D3. You have to actually expose your sun, and they don't in those places. So it's not just in the USA, but everywhere people need to take vitamin D3. We were made in the Garden of Eden to make sure we got our sun and vitamin D3, and we're not getting it.
What are some signs? Maybe there's not one sign. Maybe it's a lot. I don't know. Are there signs people need to think, oh, I'm feeling this way. I'm probably short of vitamin D3.
Virtually any disease you mention, from multiple sclerosis to cancer to other pain problems, is vitamin D3 deficient. The studies show it. This is not, again, you know, there's not a doctor on the planet will say this is, you know, wacko land theory. This is all the scientific studies show such things.
How is your vitamin D different from, you know, if I go to Walmart and buy some vitamin D? How is this different?
They will be selling you vitamin D or vitamin D2, which is not the natural form, and that's the difference. If it, you need vitamin D3. As well as Walmart, the quality of things, they really are not going to buy the best quality, and we only buy the best quality of everything.
Hmm. The thing that of all your products, which you have a fantastic lineup, the thing that we sell the most of is the curcumin. And the more I research about it, the more I look into it. It's just, it's almost like a miracle. For people who are new, we have a lot of new listeners. Explain to them, why is curcumin so sought after? Why is it benefiting people so much?
Quick story on document. Recently, I told you about, you know, various things like Spain and Italy. The Spanish government claimed that curcumin was causing liver disease, and they banned about 20 different products off the shelves.
Wow.
The outcry from scientists and whatever was so big they had to withdraw it, retract it, I should say. And that's how scared they are. And the reason is because it is the cure-all. There's not any reason for you not to take it. From anti-aging, from depression, to cancer. I have the Daily Mail, which is quite world-famous because it's on the internet as well.
Yes.
I had a guy with his picture with a bottle of our Curcumin X4000 looking out and said, the doctor said there's nothing could be done and I had to go home and die. I took this and it cured my cancer. And that's not unusual, but it's unusual for a newspaper to allow them to say such a thing, to the general public.
Why does let me interject here. I didn't mean to cut you off, but think this is important. Go back to what you said about Spain attacking this. I mean, for a government,
Italy, sorry,
Italy. Okay, for a government to be so heavy-handed against one product like this, I mean, that shows desperation. It shows control.
It shows they are scared of it. All governments all over the world are all bribed by the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry. Don't ever get it wrong. And that's India, it's Spain, it's France, it's, I don't know about Russia, but I'm sure they do as well, actually. They're all over the world because we sell all over the world. You know, we have websites all over the world and we sell all over the world. And we're always having this running battle. You know, I feel like one of the British pirates, you know what I mean? going around the world just literally beating the pharmaceutical industry at its games.
Hmm. So basically everybody should take curcumin. What am I trying to ask here? What is the thing that people, is it inflammation? Is it arthritis? What is it that people really flock to in the curcumin and the way it absorbs and the turmeric and whatever? Is that what people use it for most or what?
They take it for so many things. If you had an autoimmune disease, you'd be taking curcumin. If you have depression, you'll be taking curcumin. If you have cancer, if you've got pain, if you've got liver disease, and people
Why liver?
Do have these things.
Why liver? What does it do to the liver? Why liver?
It just helps the liver to regenerate. I mean, the liver regenerates anyway, but if you bombard it with sugar and carbs, and alcohol, of course, then you'll damage the liver cells. It still will regenerate, but there's a point when it just can't take any more. And the curcumin will, as well as protecting the cells, it will help the cells to regenerate.
What about prostate, things like that?
Prostate again, that's an inflammation problem, but it also causes a swelling at the prostate. I do have a prostate formula as well, which I recommend with it, but I always recommend taking the curcumin because it's there for any condition. It's there for keeping you healthy.
When Joyce was alive, she used to tell me about lithium orotate, lithium balance. She said, if I feel a little down or don't feel a little motivated, I just start taking lithium orotate until I'm ready to grab my planner out and plan the day. I mean, he said literally it would just help her mood and her to feel motivated. And we've seen great things, especially with PTSD, with veterans, what have you. Lithium balance, just briefly tell us a little about that.
Well, lithium, I first heard about this from Dr. Jonathan Wright, a very famous doctor up at Tacoma, Washington. He was one of these doctors that literally the FDA, because he was curing cancer there, the FDA went in and closed him down. And he fought it in court and, won them. And he's still there. He's still famous for his work anyway. But He wrote an article, and that just turned me onto it because, as well as anti-aging of the body and the brain, it really helps you to keep in balance I mean, that's why we call it lithium balance. It just balances your moods. People with various mental conditions, it's beneficial to them. It's better than what the doctors have. They have a non-organic form of lithium, and that's why they have to be really careful how much they give. But this is in its organic form, and because all minerals can have an organic form or inorganic form, and that includes any mineral you can think of. And this is the organic form, so that's what it's doing. It's
wow.
giving, as well as giving balance to your moods and to you know, so that you cope with life better. It's actually causing an anti-aging effect on the brain and the body.
What is the deal with depression or stress or chronic stress? Is it just we're mineral deficient, or what is going on? Because a lot of people are suffering with some sort of this.
It's a combination. But sugar and carbs is one of the major causes of it, because that causes inflammation. And when you get inflammation in the brain, then you get depression. That's why serapeptase and curcumin is so fast and effective at lowering depression in the brain. And curcumin, you've probably seen the studies on curcumin and depression. There are very good studies out there. But that's the thing. It's inflammation. We're literally burning our body up with carbs and sugar. And we just, once we stop and take serapeptase and curcumin, the inflammation levels come down. You can get this checked yourself with an inflammation test. And you can do a before and after. It's so precise, actually, that it will just lower and lower and lower.
You mentioned serapeptase. I mean, that's one of the things that you're most famous for, I think, serapeptase.
I introduced
briefly.
It to the world, I have to
yes.
say, and I'm not bragging, but in 2000,
just fact.
I introduced
just fact.
It didn't exist anywhere. It was only being used by doctors in Germany and Japan at the time, and I introduced it to the world and the internet, and the rest is history, so and we only sell the very best quality. And there are I just the other day on Facebook, somebody was saying, yeah, it's all the same. And I do various tests when I see one that looks I don't know why intuitively, so I send it to the lab for testing, and both of these were just giving 10% of the stated quantity of serapeptase.
Wow.
The effect I use on this one was a liquid one, it's supposed to be spraying under the tongue, and the other one was a tablet, and just showing 10%. Now, I think this is the problem. The FDA or nobody will actually enforce the quality because they don't want to. If they enforce quality, it means they sort of take responsibility or give an endorsement, and they don't want to do that. So nobody knows what they're buying. There's even serapeptase made in China now, you know what I mean? The most famous one in America, because I wish mine was, but it's not. But the most famous one in America is actually made in China.
Oh, this is what we've been talking about. When it comes to Amazon, we've talked about Amazon and all the fake products on Amazon. And, the motto of the Power Mall is buy from the good guys. I've tried to get this across to the audience. A lot, most people understand this, but for new listeners, you have to understand this. Buy from the good guys.
Amazon don't care what the quality is.
They don't care.
I sell my products on Amazon. Make no mistake. They do not care about the quality of a product.
They don't care if it's a counterfeit. They're not gonna monitor counterfeits. You don't know if it's the real thing from the. I mean, that's what you got to understand, the beauty and the importance of the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. What he's just saying, we have the real ingredients. We have the real products from the people like Robert Redfern. So that it's very important. Alpha lipoic acid R. We only have about 2 minutes. The alpha lipoic acid R. Mention that quickly.
Okay. Well. This is a nutrient that helps to recycle things like vitamin C in the body and other antioxidants like that. The most famous reason, two most famous things that I recommend it for is, one is liver recovery. When people have had serious liver disease, So much so that when people have had paracetamol, I can't remember what you call it in the USA, but it's a pain-killing drug. If you overdose with it, say take 24 tablets, you normally die because it kills the liver. And but not if they quickly give them alpha lipoic acid R intravenously. So that's how good it is for saving your life, actually. But the other main thing is peripheral neuropathy. So when anybody comes to me and says, oh, I've got peripheral neuropathy, I've got problems in my feet, problems in my hands, whatever, that's part of the plan with therapeptase for peripheral neuropathy. And, of course, that's caused by sugar. You know that, you know, high sugar, high carb diet, and eventually you will get these pains and problems. At 73, I don't have a twinge in my body, and I used to do when I was 40. When my parents dropped dead at 62 and 64, I was 40. And I had all sorts of health problems. I don't have a twinge or a problem at all now because I don't only sell these things. I only sell them because I've used them myself and know they work.
What we have about a minute or so. What would you say to everybody? Yep. Everybody's on their own health journey. This is one of the major parts of our lives. What would you say to encourage them? I just really want people to feel that they have power, that they can make choices, that they can change their health destiny. Your thoughts.
I guarantee if they follow the plans, they will. You know, you sent me somebody with Alzheimer's the other day, but unfortunately, the lady got taken to a care home literally days after we got in touch with them. So we lost control of that. But I would have guaranteed them if following the plan, and I was going to support them all the way through.
We thank you so much, Robert. It's a pleasure as always. Ladies and gentlemen, over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys and support us. Support Robert. Thank you so much. Robert, till next time, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Parnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.